This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Saturday accused Iran of leading attacks on Saudi oil plants that have cut the kingdom's output roughly in half as he ruled out Yemeni involvement and denounced Tehran for engaging in false diplomacy. As VOA's Ed Uranian reports, a group is taking full credit for those attacks.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says that 10 Houthi drones hit two Saudi Aramco oil facilities in the east of the kingdom early Saturday and that they received direct hits. He says the attacks are being dubbed Operation Balance of Terror and are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Supporters of the ongoing protests for democratic reforms in Hong Kong have clashed with supporters of the central government. Sarah Bassett reports.
Hundreds of pro-Beijing demonstrators waved Chinese flags and chanted slogans at a plaza in the densely packed Kowloon district. Counter-protesters quickly gathered there, sparking tension as the two camps heckled each other. The situation turned chaotic with groups of people trading blows, some using umbrellas to hit their opponents. Police moved in to defuse the situation, detaining a number of people. The clashes came after several nights of peaceful rallies that featured mass singing at shopping malls by supporters of the months-long protests. I'm